Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey everybody, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome back to another episode of The Brendan Show. In this episode, we're going to start a new tradition together, and that is, every single week here on The Brendan Show, I'm going to release two episodes, and each of them is going to be different. One is going to be a behind-the-scenes look of my life, sharing with you what I'm going through that week, or what my thoughts are about current events, but always kind of gearing it towards what you can do to improve your life. But it will be very much a very personal style episode. And then there'll be an episode like this, where it's just some quick hit training for you on a topic that I know we all struggle with. You'll hear me take on the topic, give 3 to 5 ways to overcome it, and that will be the entire episode. So there'll be they'll tend to be a little bit shorter. Sometimes it's audio pulled from, you know, my YouTube video or a live cast that I have done or, you know, another online course that I've rolled out. But it'll be some type of very valuable quick hit training on a topic that we all must get better at in order to improve our lives. So that's the format. Every single week here on The Brendan Show, we will release two episodes, one behind the scene, very personal. The other one, some quick hit training for you to advance your life. I hope you enjoyed that approach. So let's start this episode right now. Let's talk about this advice you always hear about called celebrating the wins, right? It's about celebrating the small steps, the initial steps towards achieving your goals and why that's so important. But let's be honest right off the bat. Sometimes you don't do that. And that's why you need to watch this video. And you and I both know that there's so many days that you actually do a good job. You go out in the world, you knock off your to-do lists, you do two or three things that stretch or push you, you add some creativity and flair to the world, and you feel like at the end of the day, you know what? I did a good job today. And you kind of like, maybe you have a glass of wine to celebrate, or you eat your favorite food, or you take a walk and you brag with your friends, whatever it is for you, at the end of the day, you feel pretty good about yourself. But there's also plenty of days where you actually do the same thing. Achieve those to-dos, you know, make an impact, like do your thing. But then at the end of the day, you just go to bed and you don't really notice that you've achieved something. And here's what this is about and why this is so important. So many people deserve to feel so much better about themselves. They deserve to feel stronger and more capable and more confident. But they don't because they're waiting for the big, huge win before they ever allow that win to be integrated in their identity, right? They might win a couple of games, but they didn't win the championship, so they never let themselves feel like a winner, right? They do a good job a couple days at work, but no one said, great job, and no one gave them a raise. And so they go home and they're like, ugh. They don't feel it because they're not allowing themselves to feel the wins. But we know from psychology and we know from goal attainment theory that unless you're starting with those small steps and giving yourself credit for them, the odds are you're not gonna go on to the next steps that are bigger and bigger and bigger. Because your identity is still at the beginning stage, right? If you always feel like the beginner at something and you never feel the competency gains that comes from accomplishing and moving forward, but giving yourself credit for it, you're not likely to take on the bigger things in life. So check yourself on this one. When's the last time you really gave yourself credit? When's the last time you really celebrated just a small little thing? And comment below, what was that thing? What did you do? What was the achievement or what was the step you took? And how did you celebrate? Did you go out to dinner? Did you tell your spouse about it? Did you write and journal about it? Did you put something up and frame it? Like, what did you do to celebrate that you are beginning? Because I bet if you're watching this, there's probably some part of your life right now you feel like it's in maybe like transition. You know, your career is changing or you want it to change, or your relationships are in transition, or you're in transition of your health, you're trying to get healthier. Something's going on. And so those little steps you're taking, are you celebrating them? Well, here's three ways that maybe will help you think through it and do it more often. Number one, you need to have what we call a reflection schedule. I know, stupid fancy phrase, but you need to have a reflection schedule. If there is not a set time in the week that you sit down and you think about the wins that you had during the week, you won't do it. I mean, you'll be one of those people who like do it on December 31st when you're looking back at the whole year and you're like, what did I do this year? Oh, I can't really remember. Do I feel good about this year? I don't know, right? You know what I'm talking about. So you need to have a weekly scheduled block time where you think about the week with the sole purpose of asking, what did I do well this week? What do I achieve this week? What went well this week? What good things happened that I didn't even anticipate? What good things did I do? How can I feel good about something that happened this week? What could I notice that happened that brought me joy or brought me fulfillment or brought me a sense of accomplishment or even just made me feel more connected? You need to have that weekly scheduled reflection time. I'll tell you, it's one of the most important parts of the confidence that I've gained in my own life because I wasn't a super confident kid. I kind of had to fake my way into it by like just revving myself up and doing a lot of things that, you know, personally, like motivational guys talk about, like rah-rah stuff. But we all know that's like a Band-Aid. At some point we have to integrate our
accomplishments and achievements into our identity if we're going to feel stronger. So when's your time going to be? For me, it's every Sunday night. Every Sunday night, I look back at the previous week and I ask myself about 10 questions, very similar to what I asked you. You know, what happened that was great this week? How can I feel good about something? What can I notice that I appreciated? What small step did I take that, you know what, maybe it didn't get a big win or maybe it didn't get appreciated, but it moved me forward. Even if it was just a little tiny thing, even if it was just sending an email, even if it was just making a call, what small steps did I make this week that are going to make me better next week? What small steps did I take this week that will help me continue climbing the mountain towards my highest ideals? What small steps did I take that I can celebrate? If I don't ask that question every Sunday, it just doesn't happen. So please, start your reflection practice every week. That's my first idea. Second big idea, allow yourself to actually feel the win. And I know it sounds like the first tip, but it's very different. A lot of people, they'll journal, they'll write down a list. Mm-hmm, yeah, I did this. And the reflection schedule becomes like a to-do list for them. Yep, I did it. I did. And they just write down a list. Look, you have to relive it and feel it and integrate it if it's really going to generate confidence for you. So when you're doing your reflection schedule, or even at the end of each night, if you just want to sit there, close your eyes, think about something great you did that day, a small step you took that day, and then just allow it that heartfelt, that deep connection of satisfaction or engagement that comes with recognizing yourself. I know it sounds silly, but you know, a lot of people, they take selfies all day, but they really don't know who they are. And that happens because they're not connecting with the feelings of life, right? They're all surface level all the time. Quick, take picture, selfie. And they're demonstrating something in the world, but they don't even understand their internal world. And it's your time to get a better connection with your internal world. And one way to do that is allow yourself to feel those small little steps and wins. Like, literally feel it. Like, I know it sounds silly, but I'm so proud of the stupid things that I do. Like, right now, we're live on Instagram as I'm filming this, right? I have no idea how that's going. At the end of the day, I'm like, we went live on Instagram. How cool is that? Even if it was a total disaster and people call me horrible names, I'll be like, but we did it. Little steps, and I'll allow myself to feel it. You've never met a kid who celebrates the dumbest little things like me, right? If you're ever around my wife or my family, we're so easily amused. We take so much joy in the smallest dumb little things. And I think that's what spurs on that curiosity and later that confidence in life. So allow yourself to really feel it. Connect with what you're doing again. Because a lot of people have a job they don't love and they start disconnecting their feelings. A lot of people are in a relationship that maybe isn't as fulfilling as they had hoped to be at this stage of their life. So they disconnect. And we're so good, anytime a feeling comes up or we're unsure what to do, we turn to our phone so we can disconnect, or we turn on Netflix so we can disconnect. Reaching that next level of enjoyment in life is re-engaging, reconnecting, allowing the feeling to come back in again. And then I think my last big idea for you here on celebrating the small wins so you grow stronger is to share them. I cannot believe how many people who are amazing, I'll meet somebody and I'll ask them 5 or 6 questions and they're so not impressed with themselves, but they'll be like, I just survived cancer. Or, I just started my own business. And they don't think it's a big deal. I want you to learn to share what you're doing in your life with real enthusiasm. That's how you're really sharing the wins. That's how you're feeling the wins. That's how you're celebrating the wins. Share it with enthusiasm. Many of you all know I've been blessed to work with Paulo Coelho. He wrote the book called The Alchemist and 11 other international mega bestsellers, right? I don't even know, Paulo's, you know, over 20 million fans on Facebook and just one of the great writers of our time. An extraordinary, extraordinary guy. I love him. And one of the things I remember him telling me on the phone was when I started working with him, he said, Brennan, what I love about Americans and about the United States is you're allowed to celebrate your successes with other people. That was a big motorbike. You're allowed to celebrate those successes with other people and not look like you're bragging or overly proud. And I know that's not the same in cultures around the world, but cultures around the world need to catch up with that truth that sometimes in sharing what we're doing with enthusiasm, we feel better about life. We feel more engaged with you. Look, if I can't celebrate my wins with you, if I have to like minimize myself around you all the time, that's not a real relationship. That's lying, right? If you're not telling other people what you're proud of in your life, what you've accomplished and what you've achieved, not so that you can brag, but to share your real life, then you're not playing the game of life really well. You're so scared of other people's judgments and you're so scared that they're gonna think you're something and you're minimizing yourself. You're never gonna get far in life by minimizing yourself, right? Take pride and joy in what you've accomplished and achieved. Share with enthusiasm. I share the dumbest little things that I do with my audiences. You know, I'll be on stage and literally in front of thousands of people and I'll say something on stage and I thought that was so great. And I'll say, you know what? That was really great, right? And the audience is like, oh yeah. And they get enthusiastic too because I'm enthusiastic. Be more enthusiastic about your life. Share what you're doing. Share those to-do lists you're checking off. Share those accomplishments and the achievements, and you'll feel so much more connected with your life, which you deserve to be. I hope that helps you thinking about this topic. It's time to celebrate the small wins. Set up your schedule. Remember to feel it and then to share it. And now, suddenly, celebrating those small wins becomes part of your practice. You feel your life turn back on, and you'll notice every single day that you're more likely to try the harder things because you celebrated the smaller things. If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships. It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125.
I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance, but I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.